Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our football week. Just had the Super Bowl played on Sunday and started off the week with founding pastor of Southland Christian, Wayne Smith, with his powerful sermon, Playing Hurt, Monday and Tuesday. And then we talked with our former intern, Lonnie Johnson, here at spring of 2018, former defensive back for the University of Kentucky, and just completed his rookie season with the Houston Texans in the NFL. Ended that, actually scoring a touchdown in their playoff loss to the Kansas City Chiefs on a blocked punt return. So we've had a powerful week so far, but I really believe we've saved the best for the Thursday and Friday programs. And joining me today is Doug Charles. Those of you who love football in Central Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky, that's no stranger to you, as Doug's been a football player and coach for over 30 years. And I think one of the reasons why we like each other, he's a good Eastern Kentucky guy from Pikeville, and my dad's from Inez, Kentucky. And as the thing's been going on lately, 606 proud, right, Doug?
Oh, yeah, 606 proud. I bleed that Panther blue, but you always look at my schedules over the years, and you'll find me playing a Paintsville or a Belfry or those kind of things. So I like to get back to the mountain roots as often as we can.
Well, you've done that, and you played in Pikeville High School in 1978. You led the state of Kentucky in scoring and was a key player in your team's 12-1 season in a regional championship. Then you started coaching in 1980, and you just coached at a lot of variety of places. Share just a little bit about what you've learned during that journey, and now you're the LCA football coach last year, but just share a little bit about that journey, starting out as assistant coaches and volunteering during the past 25 to 30 years.
Well, it's an interesting story for sure, one that I feel like that as I look back on it, that the good Lord had his hand on it the whole time. You know, I graduated from high school, like you said, in 79, excuse me. And I had several offers to go play the next level, but, you know, I'd got married at a young age and felt like I had to go to work and those kind of things. So the closest thing I could really get to the game that I love so much that made such an impact on my life was to go back and start coaching. So I started coaching in the Little League program there in Pikeville High School. And, of course, there's a rich tradition there. And I ironically coached the team that I used to play for, the Packers. So I've always kind of had an affinity for that. But, you know, I did that for a while, continuous. This is maybe my 39th continuous year of coaching.
Wow.
You know, I just started there with just as a volunteer, as I still do today. And, you know, it become natural, and it allowed me to get as close as I could get to the Friday Night Lights without being in it. And just to be able to impart, my knowledge and my energies into youth just seemed like a natural fit.
Well, talk a little bit about, I love sports because it's so much parallel lessons to life. Share a little bit about what football has taught you and what you try to help young people learn through playing the sport. It's more than just the X's and O's with you.
Well, I played for the legendary Hillard Howard, who I was actually able to reunite with during the Pikeville State Championship game. He and I, of course, stay in contact. He's been a big supporter and always encourager to me. But you know, I look back at the impact that coaches had on me as I was a youngster, and how they just taught me so many things. As you say, it's kind of like a microcosm of life. They taught me. You know, when I was in seventh grade, I was coached by a fellow that had played at Vanderbilt, an All-American at Vanderbilt. And I probably weighed literally 100 pounds soaking wet. And I knew I was fast, but they put me at offensive guard. And I didn't complain and gripe. I just played offensive guard. And it allowed me to learn and appreciate what it takes to be able to, you know, do that position to free up the runners and stuff. So of course, the next year I became, I started being able to run the ball and do a skill position. And then as a freshman, I started on the varsity returning punts and kickoffs as a true freshman. So just the confidence of overcoming maybe things as you didn't perceive them to be and playing maybe what you may thought was out of position. Just the thing that teaches you in life about sports, not just football, but overcoming adversity and pushing yourself beyond limits that you didn't know you had, and being part of a team. I'm a big team sport guy, and I think it's important for youngsters, whatever they play, that they be a part of some kind of team, because it is cliche and for, you know, for some, but truly there is a true brotherhood and things that follow you all through your life. So, you know, that's when I started and I gained some confidence, and it's just been really a foundation of my life. Other than Christ, it's been the thing that it's just a natural for me.
Well, talk about that a little bit, your personal relationship with Christ. How did that develop? When did you accept Jesus? And just how has he kind of transformed your life over the past 30 years?
Well, I was born and raised, you know, thank God for my father, Arthur Charles, and my mother, Jean Charles, who is now Daniel. They raised me in a Christian home from the time I was old enough to know, you know. We were members of the First Baptist Church there in Pikeville. And, you know, I tell people that before today's, you know, when people talk about people had a drug problem, in today's time, you know, I had a drug problem when I was a youngster, I guess you could say, is that I was drugged to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, training union, Bible school, choir, you know, all the stuff.
Church doors were open. You were drugged there, right?
Yeah, I was drugged to church every time the doors were open. But it's the foundation that gave me. And I was 12 years old when I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior and was baptized. And so that whole experience is the foundation of being raised in a Christian home was probably been pivotal in everything I do in life.
Well, you definitely modeled that, and you progressed, moved to Lexington, started coaching lots of teams, kids teams, and LCA. You started coaching the middle school team, won some state championships. In fact, you were honored with the Blanton Collier Coach Volunteer Coaching Award in 2017. And wow, I know so many people that rejoiced with you. What was it like when you found out, were notified of that moment that you had won that award?
Well, when they came onto the field, they asked for me, and I'm thinking, well, have I done something wrong? I didn't know what it was. So this strange guy came up, Ron Butler, walks on the field and says, are you Doug Charles? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, well, he told me who he was with, and he said, we're here to recognize you as our National Volunteer of the Year for sport. And I didn't know where it came from, you know, how the nomination and all that came from. And it just shows you how you never know who you're impacting. One of the board members, their son, played for me, and I had no idea. I'll tell you a funny story. It was Blanton Collier's grandson.
Really?
As I found out. So he told me after a couple of 3 weeks, so he was new to LCA, and he said, you know, he said, my granddad would really, really like you. And I said, well, who is your granddad? And he said, well, Coach, you know, my granddad is Blanton Collier. And, of course, I'd heard of Blanton Collier, but I didn't know all about it. And, of course, I opened my foot in my mouth, and I said, well, you know, that would be a really good thing maybe if Blanton could come and talk to our team. And he said, well, Coach, I'm sure he'd like to, but he passed away several years ago.
Oh, my goodness. I've been there. I have been there. I'm laughing with you.
I've since become a board member of that group, and it's really to just advance that. But the nominations came from referees.
Wow.
And I didn't see that coming, because I've always been very respectful of the officials, and I know they have a difficult deal to do, and they're as much a part of the game as the opponents are, the players and the coaches. And so I've always had a respect for that, and, you know, I've never acted silly and carried on, you know, with the officials, because I have that respect. And the way I interacted with them, I had no idea that a group of them are the ones that actually nominated me for the Sportsmanship Award. So that was kind of pretty neat how that went down. But when I came to Pikeville, I moved from Pikeville into Lexington 25 years ago. I didn't know a soul here other than my sister. But the one thing I knew I wanted to do was to continue coaching. So I called down at Parks and Rec, made a blind call, and told them who I was. And I said, if there's an opening, I would like to be considered for a coach, and I'd be happy to come down and meet you guys and do all the background checks and whatnot. So sure enough, they said, well, we actually do have an expansion team we're going to start over here at Idler, which is behind Freedom Dodge there, off New Circle. And they said, so I did, and I started. I called it the Idler Packers. Of course, I went back because I had all the Packer gear from back in my Pikeville days. And I started a 7 and 8 year old group there. And then, of course, that evolved in. And then when they moved up to 9 and 10, then I moved up. Then they moved up to 11 and 12. So at one time I was coaching two teams, a 9 and 10-year-old team. But to show you how God works and his timing is sometimes he closes doors so others will open. Mm-hmm. I'd coached for 30 continuous years. Now, see, that's a good round number. And we'd had a lot of success and been able to impact a lot of young men, both from inner city kids, as far as, you know, kids from all the old diverse, you know, race and everything. And we just had a great run with that team and made a lot of lasting friendships along the way. But I decided after 30 years that I was going to hang the whistle up. You know, I'd spent 14 Thanksgivings in a row on a hotel on these holiday tournaments, and you know, my family was always working around my football, and I said, you know, I'm going to go to the lake, I might golf a little bit, I'm just going to hang the whistle up. So I announced that I was hanging the whistle up and had kind of given up all my gear and all that stuff to some other coaches, and we had our banquet, and it was a lot of sad goodbyes, and I thought, well, that's the end of it. And then John Stuckey from LCA, he was a board member there, he called me about 5 months later, and he said, would you be interested in having lunch with me? I'd like to talk to you about something, really, to know what it's about. And he said, you know, we hear great things, and we would love for you to consider coming over here. We give you full autonomy to take our youth program. And and after a two-hour lunch and after a short six-month retirement, I felt the umption just to say, okay, I'll accept it. So I went over to LCA, and that's how my career started at LCA.
Wow. Well, it's just been amazing. You started building the youth program, and God bless that. And those kids moved up. You won some state championships there. And obviously, you know, high school, that gets the most press coverage. But it all starts with the youth and middle school programs, doesn't it, the foundation?
It does, and certainly coming from Pikeville and understanding the tradition. And, you know, I coached a lot of those kids that they in 87, 88, and 89, Pikeville went 38-0. People magazine did a 6-page feature article called The Boys of Summer. There was 14 of those kids that started in those given years that I coached from the time they didn't even know how to put their pads on. So I was on the sidelines with them through that. And, you know, so I understand the how the youth programs and how the feeder programs, how vital they are to building a program. But so, you know, I coached the middle school there. I just kept evolving and moving up with those kids. You can see a trend. I never want to let them go, so I just keep moving up with them, right? So a couple of years ago, I moved up to varsity. We felt like that our young head coach had some ambitions, and he did a great job, Ethan Atchley, but they felt like that he might be leaving soon, and they had asked me if I would be willing to be considered for the head varsity coach.
All right, we got to take a break there because he did become the head coach and just done a wonderful job. And we're going to talk about that, but also we're going to talk about the marriage and being a godly dad and a godly husband. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Doug Charles on Hope Is Here. Are you looking for an upscale luxury used car? Look no further than Paradise Motorsports. Paradise Motorsports, located in Lexington on East New Circle Road, has quality vehicles at amazing prices. The owner, Rod, and his team will take great care of you. If you want to check out their selection of quality upscale luxury used cars, check them out online at ParadiseInventory.com. That's ParadiseInventory.com.